Episode 36.
Hello and welcome to the Megan Dredge podcast. Megan Dredge, yes, that's me, and I am super passionate about helping you to become an even better educator. I believe in teachers and I believe in education, the best profession in the world, the profession that teaches all others. It doesn't matter whether you've been teaching for decades or if you're a brand new teacher, there's always something we can all do to improve our practice.
Hey there, super amazing person. Thanks for tuning in to the Megan Dredge podcast. So great to have you with me this week. And thank you so much for all your feedback. Super appreciate it. And right up front, I want to remind you that you can subscribe to this podcast in iTunes. And it would be so great if you could leave a quick review, because what that will start doing is getting the word out there. Lots of you are emailing me and leaving me comments on my blog. Thank you so much. And what I would love you to also do is actually leave it on iTunes, because that way other people can find out about how to be even better at what they do in the education space. So here we are at this week's podcast, and we're going to be talking about how you can take a break. And if you're just tuning in for the first time today, I want to encourage you to go back and listen to last week's podcast, because last week we talked about why you should take a break. And I gave you three incredibly compelling reasons, if I might say so myself, of why you should take a break. But what I want to encourage you to do is go back, have a quick read of that and a quick listen to that on the podcast. And we're going to get into this episode, which is all about how to take a break. And when I say the word break, I'm not talking about planned holidays, although they are awesome. And I'm going on another one very soon. But what I'm talking about is taking breaks throughout your day and throughout your week, taking 5 minutes to have a cup of tea, to go for a 10-minute walk, to stop and listen to your favorite song, to do something to break up your day and break up your week so that you can rest and rejuvenate. And today, this is incredibly practical. I want to give you a 5-step process to help you take a break. So if you're sitting down and listening, grab your iPad, grab your old-fashioned pen and paper and make some notes. If you're driving, please don't do that. Just keep driving and watch the road. If you're on the train, then look out the window and listen intently as we go through a 5-step process to help you take a break. Step number one, give yourself permission. Now, I am totally talking to myself here. As I said last week, I'm not overly good at taking breaks. I am a goal-oriented person. I'm like, give me the list. I'm going to nail that list today. And if I do something that wasn't on the list, then I add it to the list and then cross it off straight away. That's me. I'm goal-oriented. So I'm talking to myself as much as to you today, but you've got to give yourself permission. The first step is in starting this process is actually allowing yourself to do so. For many people like me, as I've said, taking a break can feel like you're wasting time. You feel like you should be doing something else or being something else or accomplishing something else. But I know that this thinking really doesn't serve anyone. So what you need to do is get over yourself. Megan, listen to what you're saying here. Get over yourself and give yourself permission to take a break. Step two, put it in your calendar. You actually need to plan for this. Now, whether you actually slot in during your lunch break that you're going to take 15 minutes for yourself, or whether it's just in your mental calendar, have a think about when you can take a break. What part of your day or your week can you change so that you can take a break? So actually plan for it. That's step two. Step three, commit. Commit to doing this. Once you have put this in your calendar, you actually have to say, you know what? I'm there. I am going to do this. I'm going to stop what I'm doing and I'm going to take those few minutes to have a break, to rest my mind, to rest my body. And you know what would be even better is if you tell someone that you're going to do this, because that's a level of commitment in and of itself, right? That level of accountability. And as I often say, your words create your world. And I've written about this and I'll include a link in the show notes to that. But what you say and what you commit to create your everyday experience. So actually commit to doing it. Number four, step four, do it. Okay, there's no point going through all of this planning process and then not actually following through. So you actually need to do it. You need to stop and have a break and notice how much you enjoy the whole process. And step five, realize that you will get better over time. Learning to rest is something that we all need to get better at, to take the time out to rest and refresh and rejuvenate. And for some of us, it can take time to learn to do it really well. But one thing you need to do is realize that you can get better and better over time, and you'll get better and better at taking those breaks during your day that will make things even more effective. So this week, your assignment is to follow these five steps. Step one, give yourself permission. Step two, put it in your calendar. Step three, commit to actually doing it. Step four, do it. And step five, realize that you will get better over time, that it will become more and more natural to you. So thanks for joining once again in the Megan Dredge podcast. Super excited. Next week, we're going to be talking about the lazy coworker. And some of you I know have been following my talkative coworker series. And this is in a similar theme. What to do if you have got a lazy person who sits around and dodges the roles and the jobs and the responsibilities? What do you actually do to work alongside one of those people? So I look forward to you joining again next week for the Megan Dredge podcast. Have a super awesome week and we'll chat soon. Ciao, ciao.